So Psalm 114, as you'll see, is a joyful, festive hymn of praise of God for liberating the people from Egypt and marvellously caring for them on their journey to the Promised Land. It has a special quality of concentrated lyric energy, so the scholars tell me. We might reflect on the final words of the Book of Wisdom, because it picks up the theme, I think. For in everything, O Lord, you have exalted and glorified your people, and you have not neglected to help them at all times and in all places. And with that gratitude, the Book of Wisdom closes. So this psalm picks up some of that spirit. Let's begin. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language, and the sentence continues, of course, Israel, as you know, was the name given in the legendary material to Jacob. And Jacob, in the legendary material, is the father of all the tribes. So that would have been organized when the tribes were there, and they're trying to bring them together, so they created a common heritage for them all. You know, it's not history. And so and Jacob became the father of all the different areas, the tribal areas. So Israel and Jacob is the same. The strange language, just another little text that talks about that. No longer will you see, this is Isaiah writing, no longer will you see the insolent people, the people of an obscure speech that you cannot comprehend. And he's talking about the Assyrians, actually. Stammering in a language that you cannot understand. Here, similarly, Egyptians, a language foreign to the Israelites. The next verse is, Judah became God's sanctuary. That's where the temple is. And Israel his dominion. So I've just given you a map, pretty straightforward map, of the divided kingdom here. Judah is all this southern part, that's Jerusalem, so just north of Jerusalem, and right down into the Negev, the desert. That's Beersheba there. And Israel is the rest, including Galilee and so on. And Israel, of course, includes up the Transjordanian area, because the tribe of Manasseh swept over to there, etc. So that's the divided kingdom after the death of Solomon. But when you read in the New Testament, you've got to realize, I'm only saying this because I only came to realize it when I was able to study, that Israel being one nation is the exception. I mean, Judah was a separate group, and Israel is the north, and they were only combined under David and his son, so for two generations of kings, that's all. And then it broke up again, because its natural position was to be not united. Well, Judah is the sanctuary, that's where the temple is, and it's obviously written by a person in Judah, and Israel is God's dominion, God's control. A comment. After the collapse of the northern kingdom in Israel in 721 BC, that was the Assyrian conquest, Judah, the home of God's temple, was left alone to continue carrying on God's mission. They considered that the north was still under God's dominion, and in the last decades of the 7th century, King Josiah was determined to reconquer Israel, reconquer the north. And that's probably the period of our psalm. Now, verse 3. The sea saw it and fled. It's the Red Sea. Saw what God was doing. The Jordan turned back at the end of the 40 years. The Jordan itself turned back, and they were able to cross the Jordan dry shod too. So the Red Sea acts like an enemy, and the Jordan is the protective frontier and retreats to allow the entrance of God's people. Mythical material, clearly. The mountains skipped like rams. and the hills like lambs. The whole of the promised land was so delighted that God's people were coming at last to rescue them from the terrible hordes that were there, the Canaanites and so on. That's as the psalm reads it. History has proven that in fact the Israelites that we're talking about were always in Canaan. They didn't come in and conquer the Canaanites. The tribes of Israel, and when you think of it, it's obvious, they were always there. A group came in from the desert with this new idea of Yahweh as God, and a kind of conversion took place at different levels, as it did when in South America when the Spaniards went in and so on. There's this kind of a conversion takes place. So that's what happened. Though the story makes it sound like the Israelites all came in and chased all the others out or killed them. But that's archaeologically impossible and didn't happen. But we're talking about the feeling of people and the way they looked at their history. Why is it, says this rejoicing psalm, why is it, O sea, that you flee? O Israel, that you turn back? O mountains, why is it that you skip like rams or hills like lambs? At the presence of the Lord, the earth trembles at the sight of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water. And you know that scene when they struck the rock, Moses struck the rock, and the flint stone into a spring of water. God, who causes nature to turn back, can also bring about the turning back of the human heart. So that's underneath it all. This conversion of nature, well, what about us? So he wants us to turn back to God too. The conversion of the human heart. And the Book of Wisdom again, 7:27, wisdom renews all things. In every generation she passes into holy souls and makes them friends of God and prophets. So that's actually the end of the psalm, but I'll just read you these few little verses about joy and dancing and conversion to pick up some of the music of this brief but quite beautiful little psalm. Psalm 30 verse 11, you've turned my mourning into dancing. Isaiah 42:16, I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. Jeremiah 31:13, I will turn their mourning into joy, I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. Deuteronomy 23:5, Yahweh your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because Yahweh your God loved you. And the first book of Samuel, chapter 10, God gave him another heart. So some of the psalm is about nature responding with such exuberant joy to God's action, and the psalmist is also interested in our responding like nature and turning to God.